Her father went outside to sit on the railing with his back against a column. The angry part of her wanted to run outside and shove him over it and let him go sprawling to the ground below. And even though the thought gave her a moment's amusement, she knew the truth. She wasn't really angry at her father. She wanted to crush Sin. Unable to stand it, she went outside. Acheron turned toward her with an arch stare. "Why do all men have to suck?" she asked, folding her arms over her chest. "I knew you all sucked, and still I stupidly fell in love with one of you. Why? Why would I be such a masochist? You pour your heart out to a man, and what does he do?"
"Could you change the channel, babe?"
she mocked in a fake masculine tone. "You're all pathetically cold. You don't care about anyone but yourselves." Acheron duplicated her pose, folding his arms over his chest.
"Do you want my input, or is this just an angry tirade you need to vent?"
"Both."
"Okay, you rant, and I'll add my comments at the end."
Why did he have to be so damned reasonable? It actually snapped her out of her anger enough so that she was moderately accommodating. "No, by all means, go ahead. You have something to say? Say it."
"For the record, this isn't a male-female thing. It's a people thing. You talk about men being cold, you should see women from my standpoint. We're talking Arctic tundra would be warmer, believe me. You don't want to know my vantage point on your gender. As a man, if I grabbed your breasts, I'd be arrested. Any idea how many women have felt free to grab my crotch at will?"
"Dad!"
"Sorry, but it's true. Women are just as quick to use a man is to use a woman. It's not right to judge an entire gender or group by the actions of a few assholes. Now, what has Sin done to cause you to hate all the rest of male kind?"
"It's not just Sin," she said defensively. "Look at what Grandpa did to Grandma. What—"
she caught herself before she let her next thought slip. "I've done to your mother."
Damn, he'd guessed it.
She bowed her head down, feeling sheepish and churlish.
"I didn't mean it like that."
"Don't apologize. You thought it, and I heard it loud and clear."
Oof, she'd forgotten about his ability to do that. "I'm sorry."
"No, you're not," he said with an understanding smile. "It's something you've thought about a lot. Don't forget, you get that ability to read people and their emotions from me."
She was really squirming now. No wonder poor Kish had taken her head off. "Am I this obnoxious with it?"
"Probably."
"No wonder people get so irritated with me."
"I'm sure they forgive you quickly enough."
Not really, but she didn't want to argue with him.
He leaned forward to pin her with an earnest look. "For the record, I haven't done anything to your mother."
"You seduced her."
"I kissed her. And believe me when I say my intent was never to make her crave me. I was actually hoping she'd kill me for it."
His confession startled her. It was so extremely different from the way Artemis had portrayed the event. "What?"
He nodded, and she could feel his sincerity. "There has never been a woman born I wanted to seduce. And that's the truth. I have spent my entire lifetime trying to get people to keep their hands off me. So before you blame me for seducing your mother and then scorning her, get the facts. I kissed her once, hoping for death, and then she came after me."